This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio waves here as Bitcoin flirts with a new record high. It was earlier today at about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time when Bitcoin set a new record high according to BitcoinAverage.com, and it is right back up. It kind of stumbled down a little bit since then, and now it's back up and within about $10 striking distance of setting another new record high. So it's exciting times as Bitcoin had taken a bit of a tumble down to, what was it, as low as
3,000.
Was it as low as 3,000 at one point?
That's what it said in an article today.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that was after the Chinese government attacked some Bitcoin exchanges and said something about banning Bitcoin
said
or whatever.
Stuff. Attacked isn't the right term.
Okay, I thought they were shutting down Bitcoin exchanges.
I think they were threatening to do stuff like that.
But anyway, Bitcoin always bounces back. From whenever government kind of threat comes against Bitcoin's exchanges and the businesses out there attempting to, you know, help the Bitcoin economy.
Don't bet against the coin.
Bitcoin has always come back from whatever threat any kind of government has tried to put against it. And so we're excited. We're watching it closely here, especially as we're getting once again close to another potential fork, which could result in another split of the Bitcoin protocol splitting into more Bitcoin. And it's, you know, without getting into explaining how all that works, because I'm sure we're going to talk about that in great detail over the next several weeks. That's we're about that close here. We're maybe about 2 weeks away now from the Bitcoin Gold so-called fork, which is the lesser of the forks. It's not as well promoted or known. There's the next one that'll happen.
Is that
going to
just be free money like Bitcoin Cash was?
Probably, if it
succeeds.
Well,
there's no other way to do it, is there?
To fork Bitcoin?
Yeah, without just kind of doubling wherever that spot on the ledger was.
Well, I mean, the other way to do it would be the way that all the other altcoins have done it, which is to say, copy Bitcoin's code and then launch your own fork,
right?
Depends who you ask, I think, but because you're forking their code, but you're starting fresh, starting with
you're
the
not
new
forking
mining.
Their, you're not taking.
You're
their
not forking the block the blockchain.
Blockchain. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, we can talk more about Bitcoin any old time you want. Our toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. Let's talk to Dave Ridley. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I have some New Hampshire news.
And there's a lady here, just so you know.
Oh, yes. Gentlemen and lady.
All right.
Sorry. You must have been too quiet.
No, she's not very quiet in general. She's
not
very
on the radio, usually, no.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there is the town government in Chester, New Hampshire, just east of Manchester. Is trying to evict a bunch of farmers or a family of farmers.
Oh, no. Why?
Are you thinking about this?
No.
There was an article in the Union Leader, but there's now information, you know, more specific coming out on CNHT.org, which is the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers.
Yep.
And what it was a situation, I guess, where they had some sort of, you know, the lady that owned it died, and, you know, she had a will that sort of turned it over to the town, basically, sometime. And there were some stipulations in it. She wanted it to continue being a working farm or something like this. So apparently a family was renting it from the town. And I can't figure out why. I don't know. I don't even know of any claims as to why they are ejecting them. There was a non-public session and a public session related to ejecting them, I guess.
Hmm.
And there is, I guess, I'm pretty sure I saw some sort of a petition drive or something that was already waged by townspeople and maybe another one more recently by a Free Stater I think I saw on Facebook. So the wheels are spinning. Things are getting spun up to do something about this, but it may be too late because it sounds like they may have already been evicted.
So, I mean, I'm not sure if somebody needs to do something about this unless it's proven that there's not a good reason for their eviction. I mean, I mean, maybe they are bad tenants, or they haven't paid the rent, or, I mean, do we know what the town side of the story is on this?
I'm still trying to find any hint of that. I didn't see it in a skim of the Union Leader article, and I was still reading it when you put me on.
Because sometimes you evict tenants for a good reason, right? Like, they're bad tenants.
Well, in New Hampshire, maybe this doesn't apply to the state, but it's pretty difficult, from what I understand, to evict people just because you want your property back.
No, you can cancel a lease based on a variety of different violations of that lease.
Right, but you can't just say, I don't want to rent to you anymore, see ya.
I see what you're saying. Hmm.
Here's a quote from one of the selectmen, Cass Buckley, from the Union Leader article says, quote, Cass Buckley said he and his fellow selectmen believe Spring Hill Farm should be a true working farm with activities that the whole town can enjoy. He said the selectmen all have an idea of what an operating farm should be, unquote.
So they want to run the farm.
Wait a second. What is a real working farm, and why would the community enjoy it?
Some people are just really sadistic, Mark.
I have a real working farm, and I enjoy it. The rest of the townspeople in my town do not, unless they want to come by and visit, in which case they're welcome.
I hear you're hiring woodstackers.
Yeah, please come by. enjoy my farm.
I don't think that there's really anything to do here. She left it to the state. That was
a mistake.
I would even go so far as to say that's immoral. I don't feel like making that argument right now. It's weird at best. That's what she did. I mean,
it does actually belong to the town. It's not like they're coming for somebody's.
They legitimately own this. Now, the other argument is the rest of the family is highly likely also victims of the state, and therefore they can seize random property of their insolvent creditor who has declared their intentions of never paying them back, but it would be on that ground. It's not on the grounds that they have some claim to this specific piece of land, because they don't.
Yeah.
Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
I would encourage folks to keep an eye on it, especially if they're in the area. I'm sure the suites, the folks that live there have plenty of side to tell, and I haven't gotten very deeply into that yet.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Keep us in the loop if you like. And that's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I actually did some recent research into the landlord-tenant law here in New Hampshire due to some difficulty with some so-called libertarian tenants that the church had, and I feel like, and again, I don't have it right in front of me, or at least easily accessible. I have the RSA in front of me, which is what they call them, statutes here in New Hampshire, and I do feel like that you don't necessarily need a violation of the lease. Like, for instance, if you have a month-to-month lease with somebody, then you can just give them the appropriate amount of notice, which is required by eviction. In this case, it's 30 days, and, you know, they can challenge that, obviously, in court, but ultimately, it's not wrong necessarily, as I understood it, to terminate a lease.
If there's something to challenge, then that means that you can't just kick people out with notice. And I mean,
well, right, it's this renter's rights stuff, is the idea. Is that
right, so you don't actually have control over your own property if you choose to rent it out.
No, not complete control. And this is true in a lot of states where renters are given a whole lot of sway as far as the court system is concerned. And it's pretty unfair in a lot of cases to landlords, but the idea is that sometimes landlords are unfair to tenants, and so, you know, these laws have been created to so-called protect them. But, of course, they also allow the tenants to turn the law against the landlord in an unfair manner and possibly, you know, draw out a undesirable tenancy, which could result in even more damage to a property being done by those undesirable tenants. So it's generally these laws are written to favor the tenants, but that doesn't mean that you can't legally terminate or evict somebody simply because you want the property back, or, you know, you want to rent it out to somebody else. So long as their term is up, I think you have
You shouldn't be able to violate a lease anyway. If you have a year lease and you're 6 months in and you're like, I want them to leave, well, too bad.
Right.
You signed
a year long lease.
But if to choose either not to renew it, and if it's month to month, you know, ends at the end of the month, then there should be no restrictions on that.
There should be no restrictions on that. And I hope that you'll propose repealing some of the landlord-tenant stuff that we have here in New Hampshire and making it a little more fair for everybody, because unfortunately all the tenant has to do is just swing on down to the courthouse and have a judge issue an order putting a stay on the eviction. We're coming up.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here at 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Speaking of Melanie, she's got a tax service that she is offering you as an anarchist accountant. So if you wanted your tax preparation help to actually share your values, to share your beliefs about getting rid of the state entirely, then Melanie can help. She can help you minimize the damage done to you by the federal government and its obtrusive tax system, and help you maximize the amount of money that you keep every single year.
So we use Melanie at my house. We're transitioning over from my wife doing the taxes to Melanie doing them. And, you know, at this point, basically, my wife does them and Melanie checks them, if that makes sense. Melanie offered a piece of advice that saved us a lot of money that would have otherwise, you know, that caused us from, we didn't make a mistake, essentially, and therefore didn't.
That you would have made.
That we were going to make. And because, you know, who knows these laws? Well, you got to have somebody who does.
Yep.
And you make assumptions, and your assumptions sometimes aren't correct. So Melanie, because of her knowledge, saved us a lot of money, and I've got to make a very high recommendation that if you file taxes, if you've got a small business, if you're any of these things, that you get a hold of Melanie at tax.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. You can bring up anything you want. Again, that's Melanie. You can go right to her website, tax, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com. Sarah's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. It wasn't as that our auto-related deaths all went up. Motorcycle deaths, pedestrian fatalities. So it was all together 37,000 people that were killed.
Jumping in the United States in 1 year?
I think that it's tallied up this United States.
Boy, you better stay inside.
Down. Auto deaths are going up. You'd think that all the safety features that are on cars would make auto deaths go down over time.
Well, it's included automatic cameras and blind spot detections and so forth coming about. But the thing is, how come I'm the only one that's excited about it? Everybody just
You're died. Excited about like, more people well, dying?
No, it upsets me. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a major issue. But
When you say you're excited about it, what do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying, I think it's a major issue. But everybody else thinks that it's an unimportant issue. It's not.
So when you say excited, you mean like you want to talk about this, not that you're happy or ebullient about it.
Yeah, excited usually means happy.
Yeah, I think that she's using it properly.
I'm happy, not excited in a happy way, but it just gets me like, wow.
You're riled up. You're riled up. You're fired up. You're ready to go. You're ready to do something. You're ready to call talk radio incessantly and talk about this topic.
So,
Sarah, you talk more about police brutality and shootings. For every one of them, like
actually, I've specifically avoided talking about that topic just because I'm so tired of it.
That's my favorite topic.
Yeah, that is Melanie's thing.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
She gets excited about that.
So one person gets shot by a police, okay? Again, maybe
it's more like 1,000 in the last year.
Yeah, but she's saying it's 37,000.
Killed by cars. But you know what? You think that's a
But the cars usually didn't mean to do it.
Well, and if you get hit by a car, it might not be your fault. It might be your fault. It might be both of them's fault. If you're shot by a cop, it's pretty much clearly the cop's fault.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
Plenty of people who shoot have been shot by cops that deserve it.
Sure. So anyway, interesting story over at The Atlantic. Way too long to read the whole thing on the air, but very, very detailed about young people today, the iGen, which is the generation that the author here at The Atlantic is calling the generation coming after the millennials. The author here is Jean M. Twenge, and she mentions the beginning of the story that she's been studying generational differences for 25 years, and typically characteristics that come to define a generation appear gradually and along a continuum but there's been a big change. In 2012, she noticed abrupt shifts in teen behaviors and emotional states. The gentle slopes of line graphs became steep mountains and sheer cliffs regarding a very interesting and pervasive topic, which is the ownership and continuing use and abuse of cell phones, of smartphones. And I'm going to just jump through a bunch of sort of the introductory text here and jump into the meat of what's happening. She points out that 8th, 10th, and 12th graders in the 2010s actually spend less time on homework than Gen X teens did in the early 1990s.
Okay.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
The time that seniors spend on activities such as student clubs and sports and exercise has changed little in recent years. Combined with the decline in working for pay, this means that the iGen teens have more leisure time than Gen X teens did, not less.
I'm not hearing anything bad.
So what are they doing with all that time? They are on their phone, in their room, alone, and often distressed. One of the ironies of iGen life is that despite spending far more time under the same roof as their parents, today's teens can hardly be said to be closer to their mothers and fathers than their predecessors were. They interviewed a teenage girl for this. She's 13. Athena is her name. They talk earlier about her in the article. She says, "I've seen my friends with their families. They don't talk to them. They just say, okay, whatever, while they're on their phones. They don't pay attention to their family." Now, let's be clear. I don't think that's that different than, you know, the way things might have been for a lot of teenagers when we were growing up. But we didn't have the ever-present phone to provide that distraction.
Yeah, I've got to say that, there was, for me and for most of my peer group, there was a disdain for their parents.
Sure.
It may not have been not listening. She's claiming to not listen here, but just basically a disdain. What the parents wanted was bad, whatever it might be. And, what we wanted, they were the fun police, essentially.
Right.
And we were out to have fun.
I remember going to the mall and wanting to not be around my parents.
The right? only people that this wasn't true for, that I knew sort of before I got married, were homeschooled people.
Like her peers, Athena's an expert at tuning out her parents so she can focus on her phone. She spent much of her summer keeping up with her friends, but nearly all of it was over text or Snapchat. She says, "I've been on my phone more than I've been with actual people. My bed has, like, an imprint of my body," unquote. And in this, too, she is typical. The number of teens who get together with their friends nearly every day dropped by more than 40% from the year 2000 to 2015.
Okay, so this is an article to tell me that people who aren't allowed to drive don't go places.
No, they're talking about teenagers who also can drive. We're talking about just teens in general here. It's also not only and that's a huge decline, because they also couldn't drive in the year 1990 or 1995. But
there is less, CPS cops out. Being like, your kids aren't allowed to be outside back then, so, yeah, no.
Does that apply to teenagers? I mean, I understand
where you are.
I understand that the parents who let their children go to the park without supervision are being targeted, and I think that's a terrible thing.
I mean, did they have curfews back in the 90s? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think some places did, absolutely, yeah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. There's more pretty shocking statistics about teenagers today and the smartphone use coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors $1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some very shocking statistics having come out about young people, teenagers specifically, and their usage, continual usage of smartphone devices, and how that may be affecting their social lives and their depression. As soon as the iPhone came out, basically, is what we're talking about, is the main kind of there's no turning back, or that point. And we'll get into some more of what's been going on. You can also share your thoughts with us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Plus, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can shop with Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon broke up with us this week, Amazon US, so we won't be promoting their links anymore because they won't work to help Free Talk Live. So if you've been going through and bookmarked the old Amazon link, then, well, you know, that's not going to help us anymore because Amazon, for whatever reason, doesn't want to do any business with
us. They also decided to take all the revenues that we had sort of stacked up.
For the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sort of waiting in the kitty for us to get paid on.
Yeah, they're going to just keep that.
I honestly don't think that clause would hold up.
What, in court?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was only worth more than $1,000.
It's their terms of service, so, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right, but it's self-contradictory terms of service.
I see what you're saying.
And then I'm not talking about making them take you back on. I'm talking about the money that you had already earned.
Yeah, well, it's water under the bridge, I think, at this point.
That's what they want, and, you know, frankly,
they want to steal the money out of the accounts.
Well, they want to keep the money. They figured that your speculation, Mark, is that they just want to cut off affiliates like Free Talk Live because they figure they're going to get the business anyway.
Right, they're Amazon. When we started, they were, this was, when we started, it was 15, almost 15 years ago.
It was 10-ish.
More than 10?
12, maybe.
What?
I think we started in like 05.
Okay, you know, 12. Yeah. Yeah. So 12 years ago, Amazon wasn't the company that it is today.
It was still big back then.
It wasn't small,
yeah.
But they needed to, you know, now they're a monolith. And
yeah, that's true.
I think they're just like, well, if people are going to buy online, they're likely going to buy from us. So what do we have affiliates for when people are just using the link and
right,
we have to pay 7%?
If Amazon had sent you a letter and said, effective immediately, we are no longer doing business with you as an affiliate because reasons... All right,
that's what
but
they
that's
did.
Not what happened. Then they said, and also, by the way,
we're
seizing this money from you as right. if we're the FBI or something. no.
Well, anyway.
That makes me question Amazon's integrity.
Indeed. Well, it's a done deal now. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can still go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Walmart affiliate link there, which is up and running. And you can, of course, get a lot of the same stuff that you could get at Amazon over at Walmart, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Or you can go straight to walmart.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about teenagers and their use of smartphones. According to the story here at The Atlantic, teens who get together with their friends have nearly every day dropped by more than 40% from the year 2000 to 2015, and the decline has been especially steep recently. And it's not only a matter of fewer kids partying, fewer kids are spending time simply hanging out. That's something that most teens used to do. Nerds and jocks, poor kids and rich kids, C students and A students, the roller rink, basketball court, town pool, local necking spot, they've all been replaced by virtual spaces. Access through apps and the web.
Mm.
You might expect that teens spend so much time in these new spaces because it makes them happy, but most data suggests that it does not. The Monitoring the Future study, funded by the NIDA and designed to be nationally representative, has asked 12th graders more than 1,000 questions every year since 1975. And queried 8th and 10th graders since 1991. The survey asks teens how happy they are and how much of their leisure time they spend on various activities, including non-screen activities such as in-person social interaction and exercise. And in recent years, screen activities such as using social media, texting, and browsing the web. The results could not be clearer. Teens who spend more time than average on screen activities are more likely to be unhappy, and those who spend more time than average on non-screen activities are more likely to be happy.
Hmm.
There's not a single exception. All screen activities are linked to less happiness, and all non-screen activities are linked to more happiness. Eighth graders who spend 10 or more hours a week on social media are 56% more likely to say they're unhappy than those who devote less time to social media. Admittedly, 10 hours a week is a lot, but those who spend 6 to 9 hours per week on social media are still 47% more likely to say they are unhappy.
That's just 1 hour a day.
Yeah, than those who use social media even less. And I suspect most teens use it for more than an hour a day.
Yeah.
The opposite is true of in-person interactions. Those who spend an above-average amount of time with their friends in person are 20% less likely to say they're unhappy than those who hang out for a below-average amount of time. If you were going to give advice for a happy adolescence based on this survey, it would be straightforward. Put down the phone, turn off the laptop, and do something. Anything that doesn't involve a screen. Now, of course, these analyses don't unequivocally prove that screen time causes unhappiness, because, again, correlation is not necessarily causation. It's possible, for instance, that unhappy teens spend more time online. But
sure.
Research suggests that screen time, in particular social media use, does indeed cause unhappiness. One study asked college students with a Facebook page to complete short surveys on the phone over the course of 2 weeks. They'd get a text message with a link 5 times a day, and they'd report on their mood and how much they'd used Facebook. The more they'd used Facebook, the unhappier they felt, but feeling unhappy did not subsequently lead to more Facebook use. Social networking sites like Facebook promise to connect us to friends, but the portrait of iGen teens emerging from the data is one of a lonely, dislocated generation. Teens who visit social networking sites every day but see their friends in person less frequently are the most likely to agree with the statements, quote, a lot of times I feel lonely, or I often feel left out of things, and I often wish I had more good friends.
You remember that we read about it about a month ago, the guy who killed himself and the girl that encouraged him?
Yeah.
They were, people called them, called
girlfriend
her,
and boyfriend.
Yeah, called her his girlfriend on a regular basis throughout the articles, and they hadn't seen each other. They lived like a
an hour away.
Yeah, there was about an hour between them, and they hadn't seen each other in over a year.
Yeah. Not your girlfriend. Dude.
I could, right. That's, I don't, you know, I don't know what he was calling her, but by my definition, not a girlfriend. If you're living an hour away and you're not seeing somebody, but once a year, that's not a girlfriend. That's something different. That's a text buddy. But maybe it's just that I'm so far removed from what reality is for these young people that it could be. You know, if you're not seeing your friends on a daily basis, how often do you see your boyfriend or girlfriend?
The statistics also hold true when it comes to depression. The more time teens spend looking at screens, the more likely they are to report symptoms of depression. Eighth graders who are heavy users of social media increase their risk of depression by 27%. All those who play sports, go to religious services, and even do homework more than the average teen cut their risk significantly. Teens who spend 3 hours a day or more on electronic devices are 35% more likely to have a risk factor for suicide, such as making a suicide plan. One piece of data that indirectly but stunningly captures kids' growing isolation for good and for bad since 2007, again, around the time when the iPhone came out.
Okay.
The homicide rate among teens has declined, but the suicide rate has increased. As teens have started spending less time together, they have become less likely to kill one another and more likely to kill themselves. For the first time in 2011, the first time in 24 years, the teen suicide rate was higher than the teen homicide rate. Now, depression and suicide have many causes. Too much technology is clearly not the only one, and the teen suicide rate was even higher in the 1990s, long before smartphones existed. Then again, about four times as many Americans now take antidepressants, which are often effective in treating severe depression, the type most strongly linked to suicide. So what's the connection between smartphones and the apparent psychological distress that this generation is experiencing? For all their power to link kids day and night, social media also exacerbate the age-old teen concern about being left out. Today's teens may go to fewer parties and spend less time together in person, but when they do congregate, they document their hangouts relentlessly on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Those not invited to come along to the party are keenly aware of it.
I see.
Accordingly, the number of teens who feel left out has reached all-time highs across age groups. Like the increase in loneliness, the upswing in feeling left out has been swift and significant. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Just dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about some disturbing numbers tacking the use of smartphones and social media specifically to teen suicide rates, depression, and just general, you know, not wanting to go and do anything at all. I guess that is part of depression. But some really just shocking numbers, especially after 2007. So basically the last 10 years, a lot of things that, you know, we sort of took for granted as teenagers have sort of fallen by the wayside. Like,
or maybe it's because their parents are too busy on their iPhones and they won't drive them anywhere.
Well, that could be, and I think that these problems do affect people in the millennial and Generation X.
But the kids don't want to get their own driver's licenses. Look,
that's another thing. Yeah.
Wait, did it say they don't want to, or did it say that they haven't? Because those are two different things.
They're not interested in having a driver's license. Go ahead, Ian, and read the quote if you would. But I'll tell you, on my 15th birthday, or the first day thereafter that I could, and 16th birthday, or the first day thereafter that I could, I had my restricted and operator's permit, because I understood for my world that being able to direct a motor vehicle, be it in one case a scooter and in the next case a car, meant freedom for my life. I wanted that freedom. I wanted the ability to visit girls' houses, visit friends' houses, get to work without mom dropping me off, get to school with mom dropping me off. I wanted all that responsibility. And what I'm not hearing is and freedom. I want that responsibility and freedom, and I'm not hearing that from these folks. And that frightens me.
Yeah, that's actually addressed here in the story, and I'm trying to pull it up. But let's go actually first to Jason, who's on the line on Skype. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. I'm actually a developer. I develop web pages and for like mobile devices and websites and stuff and for a living. But I actually don't have a smartphone. I've switched to a flip phone.
Wow.
In fact,
another developer that said just the same thing to me.
Why?
Yeah, and I had an iPhone from day one. So, and it was just this year that I switched to a flip phone. So I've had 10 years now. So.
What was the reason?
Honestly, my people in my life are so addicted to it. And just as like a way to just show people that are around me how I, you know, kind of, I want them to stop using their phone all the time. Mm-hmm. So I just decided I was going to stop.
You got to lead the way.
It's been about 4 months now.
Be the change you wish to see.
Can you tell me what that was like? What was the first 2 weeks like? What's it like now?
Well, I have a MacBook Pro and I do everything on it. And
you play games?
So I take that. No, I don't play video games at all. But you know, I watch YouTube and, you know, I get on Twitter still, but, you know, I do all my banking stuff and all my work all on my laptop. And then I just have a flip phone. And as far as Facebook goes, I just decided I didn't want to use Facebook either and just deactivated my Facebook page about 4 months ago, too.
I am jealous. Yeah. I love it. I love it when people get off of Facebook, man. Congratulations. Was there more you wanted to share tonight?
Well, I haven't given up on Google yet. I haven't figured out if that's possible. I really like YouTube, and I use Google Voice now instead of a smartphone. So, like, all my text messaging and voicemail and everything is all on Google Voice.
That's
handy.
It's
free, and
I use
that
Google
way
Voice.
I can type, you know.
I don't know why they still run Google Voice. It's not like they could possibly be making any money on it. So it feels like one of those programs they're going to shut down one of these days, but they surprisingly haven't done
that. That's my primary phone number now. That's my number.
Yeah,
and my
cell really,
phone,
really
my
grumpy.
Flip phone forwards to that to get my voicemail. So
I'd be very grumpy if the Google Voice shut down my telephone number that I've had for 2 years.
Thanks very much for talking about the subject.
Of course.
People need to get away from smartphones. They're bad.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So here's the issue about driving. So this actually appears earlier in the story, so from where I shared. Anyway, talking about teenage years of us in, like, Generation X, when independence was in among us, right? Like, it says here, my friends and I plotted to get our driver's license as soon as we could, making DMV appointments for the day we turned 16.
Yeah.
That was me, too. And using our newfound freedom to escape the confines of our suburban neighborhood. I also went out and got a job as soon as I could at age 16.
I had a job before you could do it legally. I petitioned the person for whom I was working to get paid in cash, because up to that point I was getting paid in comic books.
So asked by our parents, when will you be home? We replied, when do I have to be? But the allure of independence, so powerful to previous generations, holds less sway over today's teens, who are less likely to leave the house without their parents. The shift is stunning. 12th graders in 2015, 12th graders, typically 17 and 18 years old, in 2015 were going out less often than 8th graders did as recently as 2009.
I didn't go out as an eighth grader. I mean, we had a few school dances.
Yeah.
And
that's why this is stunning. Because 12th graders are going out less often than eighth graders did.
Yeah.
Today's teens are also less likely to date. The initial stage of courtship, which Gen Xers called liking, kids now call talking. An ironic choice for a generation that prefers texting to actual conversation. After two teens have talked for a while, they might start dating. But only about 56% of high school seniors in 2015 went out on dates. For boomers and Gen Xers, that number was about 85%.
Yeah, and the others wanted to go out, but their parents wouldn't let them.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So to go back to the connection between smartphones and psychological distress and depression, what's the connection? Well, for all their power to link kids day and night, social media exacerbates teens' fears of being left out. As we explained earlier, the trend has been especially steep among girls. So people don't like seeing, teenagers don't want to see their other people in their generation having fun when they're not invited. 48% more, and you see that on social media, 48% more girls said they often felt left out in 2015 than they did in 2010, just 5 years before. Compared with 27% more boys. Girls use, so again, 48% more girls saying they felt left out. They use social media more often, females do, giving them additional opportunities to feel excluded and lonely when they see their friends or classmates getting together without them. Social media levy a psychic tax on the teen doing the posting as well, as she anxiously awaits the affirmation of comments and likes. When Athena, the teenager they interviewed here, posts pictures to Instagram, she told me, quote, "I'm nervous about what people think and are going to say. It sometimes bugs me when I don't get a certain amount of likes on a picture," unquote. Girls have also borne the brunt of the rise in depressive symptoms among today's teens. Boys' depressive symptoms increased 21% from 2012 to 2015, while girls increased 50%, more than twice as much. Although the rate increased for both sexes, three times as many 12 to 14-year-old girls killed themselves in 2015 as in 2007, jeez, compared with twice as many boys. These more dire consequences for teen girls could also be rooted in the fact that they're more likely to experience cyberbullying. Boys tend to bully one another physically, while girls are more likely to do so by undermining a victim's social status or relationships. Social media give middle and high school girls a platform on which to carry out the style of aggression they favor, that is, ostracization and excluding other girls around the clock. So the story then goes on to post some very shocking graphs where it really shows a very clear decline in, for instance, dating, as we mentioned earlier, or teenagers not interested in driving because in a lot of cases they've got their parents to drive them places. And soon enough, the cars will drive them around themselves.
Right. It's possible that we are now seeing kids that will never learn to drive.
Yep. More likely to feel lonely. All of these numbers started to change dramatically pretty much right around the time the iPhone came out. And then the story goes on to talk about a teenage girl in Texas who woke in July of 2014 to the smell of something burning. Her phone had overheated and melted into the sheets. Of course, national news outlets picked up the story, stoking readers' fears their cell phone might spontaneously combust. But to the author, he says the flaming cell phone wasn't, or she says the flaming cell phone wasn't the only surprising aspect. Why, I wondered, would anyone sleep with their phone beside her in bed?
Because that's where the outlet is. Because that's where the outlet is.
It's not as though you can surf the web while you're sleeping, and who could slumber deeply inches from a buzzing phone? Curious, I asked my undergraduate students in San Diego State University what they do with their phone while they sleep. Their answers were a profile in obsession. Nearly all slept with their phone, putting it under their pillow, on the mattress, or at the very least within arm's reach of the bed. And guess where mine is at night?
Well, first of all, it's also your alarm clock, so it can't be in the kitchen.
It is, and they address that as well, that every single one of these teenagers uses it as their alarm clock.
It would be stupid to buy a separate alarm clock.
I can't make the thing go off when I want it to go off. I need my alarm clock because I know how to set it.
It's a fascinating story. We'll post the full thing for you to read on your at your leisure on our Twitter and our Facebook, that is to say, the social media, which is part of the problem. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.